For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The official figure of China's third quarter GDP has been announced. The country's economy posted a 6.9% growth year-on-year in the July to September period, lower than 7% in the first half of the year. It beats expectations of 6.8%, but is still the slowest pace since the global financial crisis. Data also shows China's value-added industrial output expanded 5.7% year-on-year in September, down from 6.1% in August. At the same time, the fixed asset investment grew 10.3% year-on-year in the first three quarters of this year. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sat down for a one-on-one interview with the Reuters news agency ahead of his forthcoming trip to the UK. As part of the interview, the Chinese president has stood firm on Chinese sovereignty over the South China Sea. But in addressing questions about it, Xi Jinping also says the Chinese side will manage disputes in the region through talks and will always ensure freedom of navigation through the vital waterway. At the same time, Xi Jinping also says the slowdown of the Chinese economy is a concern, but says steps are being taken to address the issue. On a lighter note, Xi Jinping, a football fan, has talked excitedly about his impending trip to Manchester later on this week, where he's going to tour Man City's football headquarters. A record number of Chinese tourists visited Britain in the first half of 2015. According to official tourism data, more than 90,000 Chinese visited Britain during the first 6 months of the year, a 28% rise from the same period last year. Officials expect that Britain will host more than 200,000 Chinese visitors for 2015. The data also showed that Britain attracted a significant increase of visitors from the Middle East Gulf states this year. Tourism officials have attributed the growth to successful regional campaigns and commercial partnerships. China will launch an environmental safety inspection over industries involving chemicals and other dangerous substances. The inspection lasts from late October to early November. It will cover ports and industries such as petrochemical, chemical, and non-ferrous metal industries in 16 provincial localities. Inspectors will look into whether chemical industry parks and ports have undergone environmental assessment and whether new environmental hazards emerge. They will also examine the management and disposal of dangerous waste. China has blacklisted 10 travel agencies across the country. Agencies which are based in the provinces of Yunnan, Hainan, and Shandong have been blacklisted effective for 2 years due to irregularities. The names of these travel companies have not yet been unveiled. Among the 10 companies, five of them have had licenses revoked and the remaining faced heavy fines. Seven tourist guides have also been blacklisted and punished. The behavior of blacklisted companies and individuals are set to be closely watched by tourism authorities. The leader of an al-Qaeda-linked group has been killed in an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement saying that Sanafi al-Nasser was killed in an airstrike in northwest Syria last Thursday. Nasser, who was once al-Qaeda's chief financial officer and had been designated a specially designated global terrorist by the U.S. Treasury, is the fifth leader of the so-called Khorasan group killed in the last 4 months. Top officials from Iran and the EU have jointly announced the implementation of the nuclear deal reached between Iran and the six world powers in July. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action went into effect on October 18th on the so-called Adoption Day, which comes in 90 days after the UN endorsed the deal. Head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization Ali Akbar Saleh said his country is ready to take practical steps in compliance with the terms of the historic deal. In the meantime, the International Atomic Energy Agency said it will provisionally apply the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement when the nuclear deal comes into effect. The additional protocol is a voluntary agreement that grants the IAEA expanded rights of access to information on nuclear and nuclear-related activities. A Turkish court has arrested four suspects related to the twin bombings earlier this month. So far, 12 people were placed under detention, some in relation to messages they wrote on Twitter about the attack. Six people appeared in court on Sunday after prosecutors asked them to be arrested pending trial. The court arrested four suspects while the remaining two people were released. Two bombs exploded seconds apart outside Ankara's main train station on October 10th, targeting a rally of pro-Kurdish activists and civic groups. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.